garden plant diseases. We're visiting today with Brian Huddleston, Plant Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Brian, what kind of plant diseases might our gardeners be looking at this year?
Could be a wide variety of things that you're looking at. Certainly in vegetable gardens, which are a really popular area for a lot of people, we worry about certain leaf blights that occur on tomato plants. That's a popular vegetable that people grow. They oftentimes, mid-season, find out that their plants are just kind of losing their leaves, oftentimes from the bottom up.
Tell us a little bit about that blight, what it looks like, mm-hmm. how it acts.
Yeah, again, usually what you start to see are little spots on the leaves. There are a couple of different fungi that can cause the problem, but you'll start to see leaves die from the bottom, heading up the plant. Eventually, you'll kind of end up with a plant that doesn't have any leaves, but still has fruits hanging on. And there's a couple of very common leaf blights that will do that. There's also what's called late blight, which is actually a much more serious disease. Oftentimes, that will start at the top of the plant and work its way down because the spores of that organism are blown into an area oftentimes. That's a much more serious disease because it can have a huge impact on our commercial potato production and also fresh market tomato production here in the state.
What kind of conditions favor these blights?
A lot of wet weather, which we've been having some of this spring, and we will probably continue to have that. The common blights that I talked about that defoliate from the bottom up, oftentimes if folks have grown tomatoes for a long time, they have a lot of those fungi hanging around in little bits of old tomato debris that have filtered down into the garden soil. And so they're going to be around all the time. But when we get wet weather, all of these leaf blights on tomatoes are going to be quite prevalent.
Brian, what should people do about these conditions?
Well, we do offer a free testing service. If you think you have late blight, or even if you don't and have a tomato plant that you have some sort of leaf disease on, if you invoke the words late blight and send a sample into my clinic, we will do a free diagnosis for you. We like to keep track of whether or not we do have late blight in the state, and there are certain variants of that particular organism, and we want to keep track of which variants we have in the state because that can, again, impact how we control the diseases in commercial settings.
How do people go about finding you?
You can check on my website. There are instructions for submitting a sample, or you could certainly give my lab a call, and that number is 608-262-2863, and it's always an option. You have a county extension office in your county. You can take a sample in the county office. They may be able to identify the problem for you. If not, I'm a support lab for those county offices, and they will send the sample down to me.
Is there a keyword search people can do to find your lab?
I would just look up UW-Madison Plant Disease Diagnostics Clinic. You should pop up my website.
We've been visiting with Brian Huddleston, Plant Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.